As many of you have, and I'm sure many around the world have, I've been watching the Olympics on TV. I love watching all the different athletic events that take place with the Olympics. I love being able to hear about the different ways in which the athletes prepared for those Olympic Games, all the training that they had to do, all the work that they had to do, sometimes even just recovering from a surgery or an injury, doing a lot of work just for that, just to be able to get back to normal even, and then the additional training that takes place, getting ready for the big events. We all, in some way or another, have different ways in which we get ready. We have to prepare ourselves. We have different ways in which we get physically ready. We have ways that we get spiritually ready. And even one of the things that I've found very interesting with the Olympics is finding out about the different ways. Sometimes, especially this year, I found out about different Catholic Olympians who have their faith still an important part of their life. And others, too, who have different denominations, different religions, who also have their faith as a big part of their life, getting ready spiritually for these big events, not just the physical part, the physical training. And of course, there's also what comes into our body, what we eat to gain energy, the water, the food, to be able to prepare ourselves. A lot of times I often hear about when a place has a marathon or some big race, they'll have some sort of spaghetti feed the night before, a chance for the athletes to carb up before the big race. Again, we too need to have some way to prepare for all that we are going to do, both physically and spiritually. In the first reading today, we heard about Elijah. We hear about him wandering in the desert. That's kind of what the big part of that first reading is. Now, as some background, it's important to know about how Elijah got into that mess in the first place. Those of you who are not familiar with the story of Elijah, he had an episode on Mount Carmel, in which he challenges the false prophets of a false god named Baal. And he basically is challenging this for the people of Israel, saying, don't sit on the fence anymore. Who's the real God here? God, the Lord, or Baal? And so he challenges these false prophets, and he says, let's each build an altar and set it up, get the wood on it, have the sacrifice all ready. If my God is real God, he'll light my fire without having to do anything to it. And if Baal's a real God, he'll light your fire. And so, to make a long story short, our God wins. Elijah is victorious. But the problem is that there were a lot of people in connection with that false god Baal, including the queen, Queen Jezebel. And Queen Jezebel really held the reins in the kingdom of Israel at the time. She was a very wicked woman. And when she finds out that Elijah did this and ended up killing all of the false prophets as a result of it, she sends a message to him saying, may the gods do the same thing to me that I'm planning to do to you if by this morning you're not dead. Basically saying, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to do the same thing that you did to all those false prophets and prophets. And so this leads to the episode that we read about today, this morning. He's on the run. He's running for his life. in the desert. He's been working very hard to try to prove who God is, try to get people to come back to God, and no one's listening. In fact, he's beginning to question whether all this was even worth it. And he's praying for death. He'd rather have death than to have to carry on with all of this. But God has other plans for him. And so he gives him food, bread and water, giving him what he needs to keep going. And this happens a couple of times. He tries to just fall asleep under this broom tree, hoping for death. But he keeps being awakened and told to eat and drink, else the journey will be too much for you. And then finally, strengthened by this food, this incredible food, he's able to continue on his journey. And he's able to go to the mountain of God, Mount Horeb, where he sets up his ministry. And he is able to understand more that it is worth it. He realizes that God is with him and is helping him. We too need food for the journey. Both physically, we need food and water, obviously, but we also need that spiritual food to be able to get us to where God wants us, to be able to do the things that God wants us to do. That's what Jesus is getting at in the gospel. That's what he's getting at with the whole Bread of Life discourses, talking about himself as the bread of life, talking about the Eucharist. And as we come here to this church, coming before this altar, and having the Eucharist present there, and receiving it and being able to be in the presence of God to worship our God, we gain so many graces, that spiritual nourishment that we need to continue on the journey. A lot of Catholics, I think, have forgotten about how when a person is on their deathbed, you can call the priest, and the priest will bring communion for that person. And we have a special name for that type of communion. It's called viaticum. Viaticum actually comes from the Latin word meaning food for the journey. But even if we are receiving, whether we are receiving that Eucharist as our last Eucharist, as in viaticum, or whether we're receiving it for the first time, or whether we're receiving it somewhere in between, it is food for the journey. We are being nourished in a special way for that food, getting us ready to come to God, come closer to him. Jesus wants us to understand that. And so he emphasizes in the Gospels, particularly in the Bread of Life discourses, that we need this. We need him to come to the Father. We need that spiritual food to come to him. He mentions, your ancestors ate manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven so that one may eat it and not die. You might remember last week I talked about in my homily about choosing the real thing, not settling for a fake, some sort of facsimile. We need that real bread from heaven. Having received that nourishment, that food for the journey, we are ready to come to our Lord, to come to heaven where we belong. May we continue to trust in God, giving us that nourishment, that food that we need.